Brad, starting to get frustrating losing the close ones.
Yeah, it's frustrating. It's frustrating for everyone. Probably not the least our supporters, but I mean our players are hurting more than anyone because they're not getting the reward for their effort for most of the games, but not executing the way we'd want when it really matters. And a couple of games this year, the opposition's really good players have got going in the last quarter when it really matters, and we haven't been able to respond to that, even though you probably control them for three and a half quarters. But yeah, it's getting frustrating.
Do you put that down to inexperience amongst the group?
Oh, I think it's a factor. It's not well, a lot of the guys have played enough footy to, and certainly execute things that we want in training, really well. But under pressure, we didn't execute it. So, but I think what the style that we're playing is, you know, we like all young teams. You think, you know, you're going to be vulnerable at times, and I'd much rather be sitting here saying, gee, we've pushed a lot of good teams all the way. Because there's a lot to like. We've been here before. 2013, we were probably playing a bit above where most metrics probably would have put us. And we lost a hell of a lot of close games to just miss the finals. Statistically, a really good year for us. But the stat that mattered most was closing out close games. And then addressed that. 14, 15, 16 was pretty reasonable in that area. Won some pretty big games and some finals. And now we're back there again where we've just got some young guys coming in. We played 30 players this year already. Debuted another one tonight. And with inexperience comes a bit of vulnerability, but they've got to learn quick because it's a tight competition, and 0-5 means it's a long way back, but it's not insurmountable.
How much does it become mental now, losing those close games, and when it pops up again, knowing that it hasn't gone your way in the past?
No. I don't reckon even Sigmund Freud could tell you that, give you a solid enough answer. But when you keep, if there's a pattern that emerges, you've got to address things, and coming through the other side of that always makes you stronger, that's for sure. But if you don't come through it, well, you know, you've got to make changes, and we're in a position where we can make changes, even though we played 30 this year. They're not. The big picture pattern is there. We've lost three close ones this year, but you know they've been, in particular, last year's premier, Geelong again, who you know haven't lost the game to this point, and Fremantle at home. So it's not as if we've been, you know, playing really poor teams. I'm pleased with the situation we're in terms of we're challenging really good sides. But this is what coaching's about. It's taking a young group through. Some tough times when you're not getting the reward for your effort and not being able to close out crucial times.
At 0-5 now, what do you try to get out of the rest of the season?
Well, 17 other home and away games, so we'll try and win them.
Just to suggest that finals can be insurmountable from here. So
does it? Well, last time North Melbourne were 0-4, they won the premiership, 1975. So how far do you want to go back in history? But who cares? We've got 17 games to go, so I'll start doing the maths on the history.
How significant are the injuries or the knocks at Siebel, Brown and Goldstein?
Oh, I think they were significant tonight, but the fact that they came back on is really positive. Certainly got hurt at the wrong times. Not that there's ever a good time. But the fact that they came on suggests they should be okay for next week.
Any of them that you're concerned about heading into next one?
Not at this stage.
The umpiring at Hooks, there was a deliberate out of bounds called against your team and one that wasn't called against Fremantle. You looked particularly frustrated at that point.
I thought I was laughing. I think you caught me laughing, didn't you? the umpires just, you know, flipped a coin. Who knows? But, yeah, I'm not for 1 second suggesting. The fans can get upset about that. We don't, you know, we probably get frustrated in the moment, but then don't give it a second thought after that.
There's a lack of consistency.
Oh, it's not a consistent rule. It's hard to adjudicate. You know, it's not black and white. So whether we like it or not, there's never going to be inconsistency. you know, the umpire's trying to think, did he do enough to keep it in? So he's got to make that decision and make a call. I mean, we'd all be inconsistent if we were asked to adjudicate that rule. It's not the umpires.
Do we need to make it more black and white, i.e. last touch against the team, or does it need to...
Yeah, I think the Sandford are trialling a last kick or handball out of bounds, which simplifies it. But I don't know, I think stoppages are an important part of our game. You know, you've got a champion ruckman in Aaron Sanderlands playing and an All-Australian ruckman in Todd Goldstein, and if you start paying a lot of free kicks around the ball and you start paying deliberate out of bounds or last touch out of bounds, what do you need a ruckman for? You know, we don't want to breed ruckman out of the game. You know, we certainly don't want to say if you're an elite tall player who can get your hand to the ball first at stoppages but you can't do anything else, you can't play. And if that rule comes in, you say we'll stop looking at the beanpoles now who can't run because their tap work's irrelevant.
Will Higgins be right for next week?
Yeah, the medical guys cleared him, they wanted to take him. I wasn't comfortable with it. He had tight hamstring 2 days before the game. Getting on a plane and going to Perth, just, you know, the disaster scenario was he travelled and had a significant hamstring tear and missed 4 to 6 and potentially puts us in a tough position playing one down for a fair portion of the game. So just risk reward wasn't there, but the positive is he'll be right for next week.
Mason Woods return tonight?
Yeah, really promising. Yeah, I thought he looked really lively early, and we couldn't get him the supply that we wanted later in the game, but every time the ball was kicked in his direction, he looked really good. And that's a great sign, given he's missed a lot of footy.
Brown received treatment on his knee. How did he pull up?
Brown? He's okay. He was a little bit sore, and again, we just thought it was worthwhile trying to get him back out there. And you know, late in the game, he did some good things. But yeah, it's just a knock, I think.
Where's Lindsay Thomas at? She's 4 games without kicking a goal now. Is his work ethic there, or is he just unlucky not being in the right spots? How do you see where he's at?
He's not in the best of form at the moment. And it's not through lack of effort. You know, he's trying too hard. And sometimes when you just go and play on instinct, and Lindsay's an instinct player, you get better results. At the moment, he's not getting results for what he's doing. So. We'll just keep working with him.
Thanks.